opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Protest PP. That's right, protest PP. Do you know what I mean? We should be protesting PP. By the way, protest Planned Parenthood. And you can go to the website, protestpp.com. Protest PP is a movement. Folks, if you've been paying attention at all in the last several months with what's been going on with Planned Parenthood and these undercover videos, these sting videos by the Center for Medical Progress and David DeLeiden, then you're aware of this total wave of protesting Planned Parenthood that's happened all across America. And I have to say, it's not because of some great idea we had or, you know, we've sat around and planned this out logistically. It had nothing to do with that. This is the Holy Spirit of God moving across America to bring fresh troops into the battle. That's what Protest PP is. Protest PP is a movement. It's not over, despite the fact that these videos have waned. There's still more possibly to be released if we can get the restraining order lifted from Mr. DeLeiden's remaining videos involved the National Abortion Federation. But either way, we don't want to just come out when it's popular. So on October 10th, we had another Protest PP event, even though it's not an event, it's a movement, it's a presence. And at that event, we had several speakers. I started out, and here's a few words from yours truly.
America will never be great again until America is good again. We can't allow the failure of our government, the failure of our representatives, the failure of our pro-life leaders to slow down the momentum to keep the pressure on Planned Parenthood. We can't allow that. We can't be looking to Washington, D.C. to solve this problem. Reformation.
My guest by phone is Elizabeth Johnston, and Elizabeth is the wife of Dr. Patrick Johnson and also has 10 children, I think one in utero as well.
That's right.
Patrick Johnson is a good friend of mine running Personhood Ohio. That is the initiative to get a personhood bill or a personhood amendment to the Constitution of Ohio protecting preborn children at fertilization. Elizabeth, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for asking me, Mark.
So the reason why I want to bring Elizabeth on is that she, as well as many, had joined on once this whole thing broke with Planned Parenthood, and we had our first national protest on August 22nd. And when, you know, all across America, we had 78,000 people come out, 352 cities, 49 states, and some foreign countries and such. And in Columbus, we had 700 or so come out, and we got talking and decided that, hey, you know, this can't be a one-time thing. What good is that? You know, if we just come out and protest Planned Parenthood one day and go away, what good will that be? My dream, my hope, my prayer all along, and the vision that I had is that this would be a grassroots effort. We weren't inviting politicians to come and speak. We didn't want that. You don't want them to usurp, take it over, and you know, use it for their own purposes. This was about the grassroots. This is about the neighborhoods and the communities taking ownership over Planned Parenthood. So I started talking to Elizabeth about that. And over time, you know, we've been able to do some things. Elizabeth, if you would, share a bit just about your family, you know, about your ministry, and why you feel compelled to defend the preborn.
Sure, Mark. Well, you know, there are so many ways for the body of Christ to get involved and end abortion. And our family, we have attempted to do that from many different angles. I've raised $30,000 for our local pro-life pregnancy center here in Thanesville, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And my husband has run for state representative, and he is the director of Personhood Ohio, which is a ballot initiative. And we go out to the actual abortion clinic and try to rescue the children there as well. So there are so many ways as members of the body of Christ that we can get involved. But one of the most gratifying ways, I must say, as a family, we have experienced is doing this through Sidewalk Counseling Ministry, where we are actually outside the death camp itself, pleading with the mothers to not end the life of their child and ministering the gospel and offering help. And we are truly the baby's last defense before it is murdered by its mother or, you know, and the doctor. And we love Sidewalk Counseling Ministry. We had been attempting to be a faithful witness outside of the Planned Parenthood. And when you helped organize the Planned Parenthood protest, and hundreds of people were coming, we thought, wow, what an opportunity. We can't miss this opportunity to allow people right now to commit to be a consistent, faithful presence outside of the death camp and to pray and hold signs and sidewalk counsel and pass out literature and minister to these women that are going in and out. And so really that's how it all happened. It has happened very quickly, and within 2 weeks' time, of organizing this, we have six teams of approximately 70 people signed up to be a faithful witness outside of the East Main Street Planned Parenthood in Columbus. And we have a team leader for each of these six teams. And those team leaders are trained and skilled to train their members how to do the work of the ministry outside the Planned Parenthood. And they all have signs and literature that you all with Created Equal are helping us to provide each of the teams. It is a tremendous move of God that is taking place. I have never seen anything like it in 20 years of pro-life ministry. We are super excited about what God is doing.
My guest is Elizabeth Johnston, and Elizabeth, the website personhoodohio.com is probably the best to get a hold of you and your family. Is that correct?
Sure, that's fine. And I have an email as well, babyrescuer@yahoo.com.
Okay.
If people are wanting to get involved in what we're doing outside of the Planned Parenthood clinic, we would love for you to email us, and we will get you set up with a team and a team leader and all the resources you need and teach you how to minister outside the clinic.
So I wanted to just ask you, as I'm listening to your story, you have, am I right, 10 children and one on the way? Is that correct?
I am expecting my 10th.
Expecting
right
your 10th. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, you might even lose count, I imagine, at some point. But anyway, it's not hard for me to, probably. God bless you. You know, such a blessing.
He has.
What, just as a mother of 10, a faithful spouse to Patrick, who's a family physician in Dresden, right, in that area. Why this? Why this? You know, I'll call it an issue, although it's really not. Mm-hmm. Why this for you?
To us, Sidewalk Counseling Ministry is really just simply loving your neighbor.
Yeah.
As a Christian,
yeah.
We are commanded to love our neighbor. And if we in the body of Christ truly believe that what is taking place inside Planned Parenthood is the murder of children, mm-hmm. then would not love for our neighbor compel us to do something to stop it? Doesn't mean we all have to do the exact same thing. But if we're not doing something to stop it, then we must ask ourselves, are we truly loving our neighbor? Are we truly being that good Samaritan? Or are we walking along the side of the road and passing that child by who is in need, in critical need of our help at that moment? So we consider it our Christian duty, and we love taking our children out to minister with us. We have watched our children blossom as warriors for Christ, as ministers of the gospel. My 17-year-old daughter, last week at Planned Parenthood, her heart was just burning within her as she saw a prostitute sitting on the wall across the street, and she could not take it a minute longer to not walk over there and begin to minister the gospel to her. And I stand in awe of that, and the only way she had the boldness to do that is because she has been out there with us, and it's a family ministry. We take our kids everywhere with us, and they learn from mom and dad not to just be sideline Christians, but to truly engage in this battle. We want America to not look tomorrow like it looks today. It looks very bleak for our children and our grandchildren. And
yes,
so we are trying to do what we can to be an example to our children and show them, you know, how we must all live.
We got about 2 minutes to the break, and I just wanted to, I'm sure many folks in the listening audience, especially mothers, are probably thinking, how in the world do you do that with 10 children and a busy schedule with your husband? I mean, there are folks in the audience that have none of that, yet do little, if anything, to defend the preborn. How do you do it logistically? just a matter of fact. And now helping to organize the presence out front of Planned Parenthood. How do you do it?
Well, it's been a busy couple of weeks organizing this, but I said, you know what, if we can just buckle down for a couple of weeks and get these teams set up outside Planned Parenthood, then it will take a life of its own and move smoothly, I believe, before my baby comes in January. But
Amen.
I'm a homeschool mother,
yep.
and we homeschool 4 days out of the week, Monday through Thursday, and Friday is our ministry day to go out to Planned Parenthood early in the morning. We have to get up at about 5:30 here in the morning to get our family out there on time because it's an hour drive. But, you know, my children have grown to love it. And they have said to me recently, Mom, I'm so glad that we're not just doing this occasionally anymore, but that we are doing this consistently and weekly. And so it's amazing to see what God does in your family when you get out of the church and begin to engage your culture.
Amen, amen. My guest is Elizabeth Johnston. And folks, if you want to get a hold of Elizabeth, and we're going to be talking about this in the second segment, more about the presence on a sidewalk and what it looks like when you do defend the preborn, when you do reach out in love to those going in to kill their children, to deliver them to death. We're going to be talking about that. But if you want to get involved in the ministry here, the Sidewalk Ministry Created Equals, putting together with the Johnsons, then you can go to personhoodohio.com, or better yet, you can email Elizabeth at babyrescuer.com. That's right?
babyrescuer@yahoo.com.
Oh, that's right. babyrescuer@yahoo.com. That's babyrescuer@yahoo.com. If you're listening to the sound of her voice and you feel conviction, which you should, feel some conviction about doing something about preborn baby killing, you've got an opportunity to work with our ministry and with Elizabeth Johnston and her husband to come out, and her family and many, many, many others, to Planned Parenthood, to the sidewalks, to minister the gospel, the saving gospel of Christ to those who are in need. This is the gates of hell, folks, in our culture. This is the gates of hell, and they shall not prevail against the church. We'll be right back. You're listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show and Voice of Resistance. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, we're back. We're talking about sidewalk ministry out front of the Planned Parenthood facilities across America that were prompted by the Holy Spirit of God that brought this Planned Parenthood protest movement across America. And we're just so thankful for folks like Elizabeth Johnson and her family and others who are now a regular presence out front of these facilities. And we're doing all we can at Created Equal to help that, to facilitate that. To find out more about our sidewalk ministry and Elizabeth Johnson, she's leading this up along with a bunch of other folks, you can do two things. You can either go to createdequal.org, and there's a form you can fill out, a contact form, and you can just send that to us and say, hey, I would like to come out. Or you can go directly to Elizabeth. You can email her at babyrescuer@yahoo.com. That's babyrescuer@yahoo.com. And she is a baby rescuer. So we appreciate her being on the program. Elizabeth, if we could, I want to just talk about what it looks like. Because there are people listening to the sound of our voice who, unfortunately, by the media and other stereotypes, even by the Christian community, have this image of folks who go to these facilities as angry, shouting, holding signs, which we do, of course. But, and somehow this is an un-Christ-like approach. Explain what it just generally looks like, and then I'd like to get into specifics with you.
Sure. Well, I'll give you an example. One woman pulled in, a man was driving her actually, into the Planned Parenthood on Main Street there in Columbus, and she, of course, can't help but view our signs as she pulls in, and I believe that someone may have engaged her as she was walking in, pleading with her to rescue the life of her child, that we're here to help her. Ma'am, please don't go through with this. We have resources for you. We'd love to adopt your baby if you're in trouble. We'd love to help you with any kind of physical needs that you have. Please do not do this thing that you will regret the rest of your life. And she goes in, and of course it's always very discouraging when the woman walks in, and you just continue to pray that God will move upon their heart. And the man who drove her there pulled off, and then she walks out and comes straight toward us and says, "Help me," she said. "I do not want to kill my baby, but I don't want him to see me." And she was frightened by him. And we immediately, our team jumped into action, and we, celebrated with her and gave her a wrapped baby present. And we drove her to her mother's house to safety, of course, all the while ministering the gospel to her, exchanged cell phone numbers with her, learned what her story was and why she felt threatened, have been able to keep in touch with her as she is moving to North Carolina to get away from this man, and prayed with her. I mean, it was the most beautiful moment. And if it happens to you, once it happens to you outside Planned Parenthood or another abortion mill, you will never be the same, and you will never want to stop doing the work of that ministry. It is a difficult ministry. You would go out there some days, and you don't know whether you made a difference, but the truth of it is that the more people we have out there, the harder it is for the woman to pull in and kill her baby. The more people we have out there, the more likely it is, even those that have an appointment scheduled to kill their baby and have even maybe paid the fee to kill their baby already, they turn their blinker off and keep going straight ahead and do not pull into that Planned Parenthood. And so the more people, the more signs, the more loving exhortations that we can give, calling out to these women and to the men and grandparents that drive them there, the less likely it is that the babies die and the less likely it is that Planned Parenthood stays open. I'm excited to say that their business has been way down in the last month or two. It's been amazing to watch. And they've gotten so worried, Mark, as you know already, that a female legislator is trying to pass legislation to create a buffer zone around abortion clinics to limit our effectiveness because we are being so effective out there by God's grace.
That's right. My guest is Elizabeth Johnson. And folks, if you want to be part of this Sidewalk Ministry that we're starting to head up here and just continue a presence at Planned Parenthood facility on East Main Street, and hopefully we will be again to cover the other abortion mill, which is on East Broad Street, but we got to start with one. You can get a hold of us at createdequal.org by filling out the contact form, or you can go directly and email Elizabeth at babyrescuer@yahoo.com. That's babyrescuer@yahoo.com. There may be those in the audience that simply want to drive by. What's the address again? 3255 or something?
3255
there
East
you go.
Main Street.
Okay, so 3255. If you live in the Whitehall area, live in the east side of town, near east side, you can drive by. There's a building that's got the Planned Parenthood sign, and they kill children inside. And by God's grace right now, we pretty much have some kind of peaceful presence, some prayerful presence out front of that location for now. Elizabeth, again, real quick, we have needs. First of all, what kind of training are we going to provide? And I know this is, to me, it's on the job, most of it, but I'm sure that people who say have never done this before, walk them through it.
Yes, there's nothing to fear. We have created a sidewalk counseling pamphlet that everyone that comes out there gets, and it just gives you some pointers, some guidelines, some suggestions, reminds you what our purpose is and what our purpose is not out there. And each team leader has, again, all of the literature that we use to hand to passersby, men and women going in and out of the clinic, and signs as well that we hold. The signs are powerful. They work.
Yes.
Some people are bothered by the dead baby signs. First of all, we have live baby signs, too. You can hold a living baby sign if you're not comfortable with an actual dead baby sign. But we are unashamedly using those dead baby signs because they work.
They work.
They do.
I mean, obviously, I've been doing this for 20 years. I wouldn't be doing it if it didn't work.
Of course. We had one young woman who thankfully took my hand, and I was walking across the street to the pro-life pregnancy center. And as we got to the door of the pregnancy center, I showed her. She told me about how far along she was, and I showed her a living picture of her baby and said, look, this is what you've got inside of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I showed her the picture of what Planned Parenthood was going to do to her baby if she went through with the abortion. She almost vomited right there. I mean, she gagged. And and we hate to show them, but we must.
We must show them the truth.
Because inside Planned Parenthood, they're lying to them.
That's right.
They are not telling them the truth. And these women deserve to know what is going to happen to their baby and what is going to be happening inside their own bodies. They deserve to be informed. And so there are so many ways you can be a part of the ministry out there. We also love to have guitars and worship the Lord because it is a spiritual battle.
No doubt.
And it is principalities and powers and high places that we are fighting and warring against. It's not a physical battle. And so we do spiritual warfare. We pray and we hold the signs, we pass out literature, and we talk to the moms, and we're blessed outside the Planned Parenthood on East Main Street there to have two pro-life pregnancy centers
right next door, on either
side of the road that we can take these women immediately without even having to get in a car, immediately walk her across the street and bless her with true options and true help.
My guest has been Elizabeth Johnson. Folks, if you want to get involved in the Sidewalk Ministry at Planned Parenthood on 3255 East Main Street, you can email Elizabeth directly at babyrescuer@yahoo.com. That's babyrescuer@yahoo.com. Or go to our website at createdequal.org, fill out the contact form, and we will be in touch with you. Listen, we want people to come. They can come and just be a presence. Just hold a sign. We're not asking you to step out and begin to counsel to the women right away and the men that go in. But you can learn. You can take it one step at a time. But the first step for you to take is before God, pray and ask and say, Lord, What can I do to stop the shedding of innocent blood in my own community? Folks, if we don't care, if we don't take care of our own communities and our own cities, we can't take care of our nation. Folks, I beg you, join us on the sidewalks. You will be blessed. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being on the program. We'll be back next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.